All, notice the word all is repeatedly used here. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples, that's the command, of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the name of the triune God, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. All authority, all nations, all He has commanded, and always. That is who we are in the world. We are those people who function in the authority and power of the risen Christ, and we live out the purpose that He's given us, that He's already declared will be accomplished by the resurrection, and that He will return and consummate. We are those people. We are a people who are connected to all authority. So we don't look around at the idolatrous promises that are whispered in our ear and believe them. We chuckle. We enjoy the things of the world because we don't have to trust in them. If you trust in them, you can't truly enjoy them because they will never deliver what you believe they will. All authority Christ has given. He's sovereign. All nations. This is a universal message for all people. Not to one person or one group of people in one place or one type of people, to all peoples and all commands, meaning that we order our lives based on every word that God has given in His Word. And when do we do this? Always. It's all the time. Did you notice that last phrase, and behold? By the way, that's a command too. And behold, and look, and see, I am with you always to the end of the age. Matthew 1:21 says, and you shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. Matthew 1:23 says, He is Emmanuel, God with us. And I am with you, He says, always, even to the end of the age. The Emmanuel promise, God with us, God in the flesh. And He's crucified. The one who claimed to be God is no longer with us, but He's raised. He says, greetings. And the Emmanuel promise will never end. He will always be God with us. He will be with us as we do the work of the kingdom here and now. He will be with us at the consummation of His kingdom. This is our purpose. You see, His life instructs us about His mission, salvation. It instructs us about His power, resurrection. His presence, Emmanuel, God with us. What matters now and for all eternity, no matter what our present circumstance, is the reality of this promise.